What up, pedestrians, and welcome to the Weekly Vibes. This is Kenny.
Hey, y'all, this is Naka here. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. Kenny, how you doing?
You know, living the dream, living the life. Excited to be back here, you know, to talk about some sad boy music.
Oh, 100%. This is the vibe. Like, I mean, this year has been so rough, and then literally this has been the sad boy year.
Sad boy fall right here, right now on the pod. But yeah, the whole year has been pretty sad boy. I mean, if you caught the episodes from like April and March, my songs were pretty dark.
Very true.
I was in a mood.
Yeah. No, I mean, like being stuck in that quarantine, this hits hard. And then, well, now that we're actually in sad boy season, it's time to bring out some big guns, bring some great guests, so we have some great vibes in our playlist.
I think this is actually the most songs that we've started off with on a playlist, actually.
I think you're right, because like usually
we have 13, so you guys already have 45 minutes of music to listen to.
Before, they're so lucky.
before we even start the episode, so lucky you. If you care about these songs, you'll go back and find the old episodes where we actually talk about them. I'd love to help you, but honestly, just go back to the episodes that came out in like April or March. That's when we were at our most sad boyiness, and that's where most of these songs come in. So you'll be in a correct era.
We had some songs. I remember, like, we started off real strong then, too, because we had a break, and we just came back really hitting hard.
Yeah. We came back sad.
Happy to be back, but sad just in general.
Yeah. Happy to be back in Podland, upset because of quarantine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy times. And we're still in them, so that's awesome.
Here we are.
But one day we will return, and that day will be a joyous day throughout all the land. People will join hands and sing Kumbaya, Republicans and Democrats, Black people and white people, Asians, Wajians, and everyone else in between, Hispanic brothers and sisters. We're just all in this together. I don't know. Either way, we miss the days of yore, but we're appreciating the days of now.
Yes.
And we're just excited to get more into these picks. Let's get more sad boy. Ooh, let's identify some criteria. This is like our almost official last episode was like the pre-episode to the series. This is like the first episode where we're actually adding songs to this playlist. So let's establish some things to look out for.
Okay. So I think the sad boy music should have a darker tone, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like
lyrically and production wise.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of want to feel their emotion in the way that they're saying it.
Feeling the emotion, that's like really, if you can feel it, like that's it.
Yeah, like I feel like whatever story that's being told needs to be told from a place of like want. Like, I really want this, and I'm sad that I can't have it type thing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's, like, a lot of sad boy. It's like, oh, I wish things were different for X, Y, and Z.
Oh, my God. It's like, there's so much, like, good song. I mean, so I just love so many songs that in this tone, like, the anti-pop sound. Mm-hmm. Like, and, yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, you have Billie Eilish, who's very pop, but her, like, production is just very dark. So, like, songs like hers.
I think with every artist that we talk about in this series, because it's not really a real genre, this is kind of like a feeling that we're throwing together. This is, like, the first time I feel like we've done one like this. That's going to be, like, this focused.
Yes, agreed.
You know, in the way that it's, like, not really a genre. Like, the Tropic series is, like, a genre. You know, pop punk, you know, is a genre.
Yeah.
This is, like, kind of just, like, I'm just shrugging my shoulders because I don't have a word for it. You can't
just
see.
Like, it's just an actual playlist for a feeling instead of an event.
Yeah. So we're really going rogue, people. So you're going to hear us talk things out. It's going to be fun. I'm kind of excited to see what this one turns into.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So if you want to get us started.
Is there any more
criteria? Oh, okay. Actually, one more thing that I did want to mention, which I think I mentioned in the pre-episode, was that I feel like this is a genre that is born of, like, outcasty grunge and, like, like dark hip hop.
Dark, yeah, like, yeah.
I would say that we're looking at, you know, your Kid Cudi's and your Nirvana's as like the two parents of this genre.
Okay. And then like the yeah, and then the, all this is all their children.
These are their children. All gotcha. My children.
And then what would you say about like sad, not really folk, but like indie rock, I guess?
I think those are going to be the ones that are more up for discussion.
Okay.
Like I said, I feel as though there are going to be a lot of artists and songs that fall on the perimeter of this, of like the core of what we want. And so right. those are going to be the ones that are, that we'll like debate out as bench warmers. Like I think this one, you know, we're really going to be flying by the seat of our pants. Like yeah. I'm kind of excited.
This one we actually have to figure out, make the playlist come together, because it's going to be interesting because there's different, like, a huge range of sad boy music. Mm-hmm.
There's a huge range. So, I mean, all the more reason for you guys at home or in your car or wherever you are to send us some suggestions and we'll debate them as bench warmers. We're already up in arms in a friendly way. And if you send us in a pick, let us know why you think it should be included on Instagram. In our DMs at the Weekly Vibes Pod. All right, that was smooth.
Nice.
Thanks. All right, before we really get into it, I just gotta note that the lighting in your room right now is so dramatic.
Oh, is
it's so funny. Yeah, you're like, it's because you're also wearing black, so you kind of just looks like a dramatic picture, like those ones that people used to get like in the 80s where they'd be like looking off into the distance. But it's like perfect mood lighting though for this series. My room is quite bright.
You know? I saw it. Yeah, I was like, it's literally just like black and white right now.
Yeah.
I was going to have the light on. I was like, no, this looks better with the darkness. I mean, especially yeah. with like a dark playlist. So to kick this playlist off, Kenny, you know I had to. Like, I have an excuse. I just love Black Bear so much. I have to put him on here.
And Jeezy.
And Jeezy.
Disgusting love affair.
Honestly, like, this song though, like, was like one of the first songs like I played on repeat by either one of them, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, the song that I chose by Black Bear featuring G-Eazy was Dino 210. Black Bear's birth name is Matthew Tyler Musto, and he's an American musician, songwriter, and record producer. He also had his alternative hip hop R&B duo with Mike Posner.
Oh, really?
They only have one album or EP, and there's only one song I can listen to on repeat on that, but it's really good.
What was that duo called?
Mansions with a Z at the end.
Oh, okay. I do vaguely remember.
Yeah, they had like green hair. They were like, really into that for a hot second.
I don't remember. I just remember the name Mansions with a Z.
It was like, yeah.
I don't think I knew that it was them though.
Oh yeah. So I mean, like, I think that album came out like in 2017 when we like first moved to like Baltimore. Oh,
yeah.
So like, wow. I was really into them back then, and Black Bear still am. So obviously
they know.
Anyways, Black Bear, he dropped out of school in 10th grade to focus on music. He then began his solo career. He actually worked with Ne-Yo when he moved to Atlanta.
Interesting.
And he put out his first EP entitled Brightness in 2008. But this, Dino 210 comes off his first full album on February 14th, 2015. Dead Roses has a bunch of other great songs on it. The lead single, I Don't Fucking Care. Is like his... I'm
surprised you didn't pick that one.
It was between this one and that one. I was what put Black Bear on the scene, I think, first. And then the rest of this album is like history. Like, it's 4 years pretty good. And then he had a second album. He's had so many albums since that I would be a fan of all of them.
But right.
I want to talk about the song 9-1-2-0 real quick. It features G-Eazy, one of my favorite rappers. And the reoccurring theme in the song is it's about how, like, it's literally about girls in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. 90210 district, like how they're like rich, snobby, and spoiled, and they're always trying to go to parties. But then, like, the guys in there, like I guess in the song Black Bear and G-Eazy are talking about trying to like actually have a relationship with these girls, but all these girls care about is all like jewelry. What's the word I'm looking for? Not like
clothes,
but like superficial stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Mm, yes. Material things.
Thank you. That was it. And the reason why I picked this song is like my top 10 songs of 2017 that I listened to when Spotify put that list out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just listening to it on repeat for some reason in Japan when I went to Japan for 2 weeks.
TBT. You almost didn't go.
I know. Thank God to Candy because she woke me up like, you gotta leave. I was like, oh yeah. Like, yeah, my plane leaves in a couple hours.
That was wild.
I'm leaving for 2 weeks. And I think I like was halfway packed too.
It was crazy. I just remember the Uber driver calling. You're like, yes, I'll be out in a few minutes. And you like had just gotten up. I was like,
it was like 30 minutes probably.
It was a struggle.
I think I had to come back too because I forgot something.
You did have to come back. Yeah, you were gone. I had just fallen back asleep, and then you come busting in, which I guess is your right because it was your house. But like, honestly, I was trying to catch some Z's.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's like everyone was going to practice that next day or something. Anyways, going back to Japan, this was like the one song I was on the bus for on the tour, and the tour bus is just so boring. I don't want to hear it. Like, the same person talking about the tourism that I already heard about the first time because we hit traffic at one point. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, the song was just cool to like look out the window and just like hear this song about California girls and the 90210 for some reason. And like, I don't know, I think the best part about it actually is the reverb on the guitar the whole way through. That's probably my favorite part of the song actually. Gives a very like a nostalgic vibe. Like Black Bear, love the guy, but if I could put him on this playlist more, I would. But we need to get some more people on it instead. So
spare us.
Yeah, for Kenny, honestly, sparing you.
Yeah, it's so like I've actually never heard this song. So like it was kind of interesting, like hearing it for the first time and like thinking of the vibes, and. Like, I mean, it's definitely, Black Bear's part is, like, definitely there. I don't know what it is about G-Eazy's rapping style that never seems sad to me. It seems very, like, determined. I don't know how to describe it.
Like, I can see that.
I really can't. I think it's because of I think it's just his rapping style.
I think, yeah, normally G-Eazy does have, like, a more, like, determined sound. I know you're talking about.
Staccato.
But then in this song, he kind of drags out his last word of each bar, I guess. I realized that for the first time, I think. I don't know if you realized it, but he has a reverb on guitar plucks, mm-hmm. cigarettes and Starbucks. I don't know. It seems like he doesn't usually do that. So,
mm.
And that way he kind of matched the vibe a little bit. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect match, but it kind of it fits the vibe, in my opinion. For sure.
But yeah, do you have any other, this is like the last time I'm going to let you talk about Black Bear on the podcast. So if you have any last words or anything that you want to address before
I saw his live performance online on the virtual for the first time, saw him live for the first time.
Guys, let me explain just how sad that is though. Like, yeah. Okay. You saw him on the live performance online. That's nice. That's real nice. But for the past, like, 3 years, it feels like Naka has been trying to go see Black Bear. And every time he's supposed to be at a festival, I was volunteer to go with you, too. I, like, even though I'm like, whatever, I don't really care. I'm like, you know what, I'll go. So when he was going to be at, like, Firefly that one year, I was like, okay, like, yeah, let's go. And then he ended up, like, not showing up. And we're like, great.
So
we'll
sad.
Go watch someone else. And then you tried to go see him, like, two other times after that.
I know. When was it?
And he didn't show up or something.
Yeah, because he was fighting like fighting some drug or alcohol addiction or something. He needed mental health issues.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I was like, I get it, but like, man, this is like my third time trying to see him. So I was like, screw it, I can't miss him.
Remember when we discovered that when you say that you're excited for something, it doesn't happen? I think it's your fault.
Okay, fair.
Because I'm so excited to see him and like Marky Basie, like all these people.
Oh yeah, like yeah.
And also, you got like, and they just like didn't pop up for whatever reason. Like, don't you think it's strange? Like, don't you think it's weird? You know.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I'm finally going to go see them. Finally, finally. And then, like, it just didn't happen. Like,
my dreams are crushed. And I just, like, drink my pain.
It was crazy, right? Like, it's just weird. And then the same thing happened with the podcast because you were waiting for the album to come out. And then, I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't, you just can't say anything that you're excited.
No, I just can't be excited anymore.
No, you can be excited. You just can't admit it to anybody. You got to keep it to yourself and wait till it happens.
Okay, fair. All right.
Yeah, that's noted. Next time.
Well, that's all I have for this, for Black Bear, this episode. No, you can't stop me.
This episode. You just pick Black Bear every episode. Oh, I'd be so mad.
I know.
I'd be like, oh, come on. Like,
pick me off the podcast.
And leave room for someone else to maybe pick Black Bear. Get a different perspective in there. You're just taking all the Black Bear up.
No, I had to. I know I had to do at least one song so I can talk about him once, and then I'll let anybody else do it.
I knew this day was coming, and I knew the day would be today. So. That being said, my pick is not super crazy either. It's pretty on brand, so
yeah,
I completely understand. Yeah, obviously, my first pick would be something with Kid Cudi in it. And it's not directly Kid Cudi, so technically I'm out of the water. But
you can be in the water if you want to be. I'm not going to judge.
I'm not ashamed, so it's fine. And I also would pick multiple Kid Cudi songs, and I technically could because this is technically Wizard. The song that I'm talking about, I don't know why I can't get my computer to do what I want it to do. Like, just, you know, submit, okay? Just work with me here. Either way. So my choice was Teleport to Me by Wizard featuring the band Desire. Now, Wizard is the alt-rock duo comprised of Kid Cudi, of course, and then Dot the Genius, who is a frequent collaborator of Cudi, particularly on production. And so he was the guy that you kind of saw floating through the video as well.
Right.
The only other guy that wasn't Kid Cudi. And it samples the Desire track Under Your Spell, which is where they get that feature from, and it was, and that song was featured on the movie soundtrack for Drive, which had like Ryan Gosling in it. Really intense movie, but Cudi said it was like one of his favorite movies and he was like obsessed with it, and he just kind of like kept mulling over this track and then kind of developed Teleport to Me and asked them if it would be okay for him to sample, and they said yes, and then, you know, he comes up with this amazing song for this new rock project that he created. And to date, like, this is the only album that they put out as Wizard. It's just this one album called Wizard by Wizard. And they never really came back around to it. And it was really like a grungy rock production, as I kind of described earlier, and one that I really wanted to focus on for this series. Like, he actually cites like Jimi Hendrix and like Nirvana as influences for this album. So I think that's pretty cool. And I think kind of the reason why he is, you know, the godfather of Sad Boy, or I guess co-parent with Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I get that. I have a lot.
Yeah. But like the song itself is about, it's basically like an ode to his girlfriend at the time, Jamie Barada. He said that he always felt kind of guilty because their relationship was relatively private, and so he wanted to put something out that was like, oh, I love this woman, you know, like I claim her and I'm proud to be with her and all that good stuff. And it really just talks about the time that they missed together because, you know, he's traveling, you know, with his music career, and I guess she's in school, so it's like that separation, how their time is already limited. But this idea of like teleportation is a thing that can, like, you know, pull them together in a moment's notice, and kind of like this wish that he has that he can never ever attain because the technology just isn't there yet. But it's just, it's funny because, like, you know, we have technology and stuff, you know, we're on a Zoom call and not together, but still talking. But I think just like the idea of like being with a person physically, as we're all learning here in quarantine, is like kind of important to like your mental health and like stability.
Yes.
So I mean, it's kind of an interesting time to bring this song back, but it just seems to kind of always come back in my life anyway. Like, this was one of my favorite songs in college, and then, like, when I got, you know, Spotify Premium, you know, when they start keeping track of you and stuff, they start giving you your little Spotify end-of-year chart list.
Yeah.
this one was on mine. I guess I rediscovered it in 2017 because it's been on my list every year since 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I know. It's crazy. I'm a crazy person, but we knew this. So I think when I did a Kid Cudi song for the first time, because I've just realized that I've done multiple songs with Kid Cudi. when I did the first song, which was Unfuckwittable, I had mentioned towards the end that I had another song that I really wanted to talk about by Kid Cudi, but I didn't want to spoil it. This is that moment, folks. For those of you who have been listening since like a year, if you've been listening for a year or more, like consistently, you made it.
You can die happy now.
This is a milestone for all of us. So the time is now. Good for you for making it this far. And if you didn't, I don't know what the name of the episode is, but it's sometime in the fall of last year. So find a cluster and start listening.
Well, isn't it in the description too? Sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It should be in the description, but like they can't search that.
Oh, fair.
Like, I don't know. I'll look it up and maybe we'll figure it out. Let's see. It was in August, I think. Oh, I'm already exhausted. I don't know.
Oh, no. Find it.
Oh, I found it. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm amazing. Okay. So the episode is episode 19, part one, Timeless Alien. I have no idea what that's reference to, but it sounds funny. So I'm sure that was a good time. So go back and listen to Timeless Alien and tell us if that line is actually funny or if it's just dumb.
Well, I think that was for the Kid Cudi, probably.
It probably was. I think Pharrell described him as a timeless alien now that I'm remembering. Yep, the Wikipedia page is all coming back to me now.
Brain blast.
Yeah, timeless alien. Pharrell said that about Kid Cudi and like his influence or whatever. But like I said, it's perfect for the playlist, the Sad Boys playlist, just because, I mean, it's really just like the birth of like hip hop and rock. It's that alt, that grunge sound that Kid Cudi, I feel like, is always trying to attain, that part Jimi Hendrix, like part Kanye, you know, like, and I feel like with this album and this song, I think he really achieves that. And I think that's kind of just why it should be on here. I think my favorite, I don't really have like a favorite lyric. I just love the whole concept of the song and just everything about it. But I just like in the beginning, because he kind of starts off rapping like you'd expect him and then kind of switches like halfway through the first verse. And when he was making this album, he was like, yeah, I don't really want it to be a rap album. I want to shock people and do something a little bit different and maybe sing the whole way through the album. This was like the first single that was released. And so you start off with what you know, and then you kind of switch gears. I just love that kind of switch because it just becomes a little bit more heartfelt, you know, and the things that he's saying, like, I think mean more.
His creativity levels are like up and above. Like this little project he had was pretty good. I forgot which song that I like the most off of this album. There's like one song I remember like listening to on repeat, but
Where Did You Sleep Last Night, or like Effectum. Where Did You Sleep Last Night is actually a cover of Nirvana. So
I mean, I didn't Live and Learn, actually.
Nice, that's a good one too. I kind of want to go back and listen to this album now. I just haven't done it.
That's a good, I think I need to listen to it too. It's like perfect for, I like when they, it's like nice rap, alternative rock duo type thing.
Yeah, he has that like sing-songy, drony thing that we always talk about, the humming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he hummed, I was like, yeah, that's typical Kid Cudi right there, so.
Exactly. Really, really makes this genre work. But I'll, you know, toss it back to you and let you go into your second pick. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It's not, I don't know if you know the song actually, so.
So quick comment on the music video. Was he animated? Because I felt like the more and more I stared at him, the more and more he kind of just started looking more like a Sims character. Like he looked like at the end, especially when he was like banging his little head, he looked like an upset Sim. Like your Sim has a little red diamond above it and you're like, oh my God, I forgot to feed them or something crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's actually him, but it definitely didn't look real though. You're right.
He looks like a Barbie Ken or something.
He's very interesting.
Symmetrical.
Yeah.
And bronze.
And like the blonde hair.
it's overwhelmingly Sim-like.
Yeah, I mean, he's very interesting looking. I don't know. I couldn't figure out what nationality he is. Is that the same as? But I know he's from LA. His name is Ryan Caraveo. And the song I chose was Peanut Butter Waffles. First time I saw this song name was one of my old swim buddies was listening to it on the friend activity on Spotify. And I was like, someone's like listening to a song called Peanut Butter Waffles. That sounds interesting. You know how you see somebody listening to something and like,
yeah, because it looks interesting. Yeah, I sometimes pick songs because of the album cover.
Yeah, and the album covers, like, that's what I do during New Music Friday. I look at the names and the album cover. If the album cover looks interesting, I'm like, let's see what this is.
I'll normally give it a try. It has a certain aesthetic.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Just this, when I first listened to the song, it shocked me. I was like, I don't know who this is, but like the production is very good. It has like the orchestra in there. It has the one strumming out of the guitar, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then his voice just kind of just like carries throughout the whole song. It's not choppy.
He's singing, I'd say, more so.
Yeah. And just like talking like very steadily and then like throughout the verses and everything.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm, it's very smooth. And this is actually his fourth album. In his first two albums, I believe, he was more into the rapping. And he's kind of got into it with his brother because they would do rap battles apparently when they were younger. I don't know, but
that's a good way to settle a fight at home.
Honestly,
rap battle it out.
I wish if I did that, I would have lost every time. But I mean, that definitely beats other ways of fighting.
Yeah,
I'd rather get dissed.
Yeah, that'd be way more fun.
Yeah. Now, then who knows, maybe if you have a talent for it, after that you can start dissing actual people and make money off of it and become a rapper. Who knows?
It works for some, I guess.
Or some. Yeah, and then, like, so I thought this was really cool. His biggest influences are Kid Cudi, Eminem, and Linkin Park, which is, like...
Papa right there.
It's, like, literally, like... So they have Linkin Park, the angst, and you got Kid Cudi, like, literally, like, the godfather of...
Yeah.
Sad boy music. Yeah.
Sure.
And then so he was saying Eminem for the words, Kid Cudi for the melodies, and Linkin Park for the angst. That's what he said. So it's like, it's perfect for like the sad boy music. Yeah. Butterfly Boy is this album where Peanut Butter Waffles came from. And actually, on the Ones to Watch website, they said that it truly showcases Caraveo's ability to be vulnerable through intimate storytelling, which kind of does in this song. Which I thought was really cool because I actually read about how he wrote this song because he actually wrote it like at 3 a.m. when he's making coffee and playing Battleground and Overwatch, like all these video games. And like, and then I think it's really awesome, really cool, like the different aspect of sad boy music. It's like when you're kind of like just there and you're not doing it. You're just like not really happy or sad. You're just kind of just there, just like laying down. Like mindless, and you're just like kind of like trying to figure out what you want to do with your life type thing.
Yeah, you're just existing.
Yeah,
just going through the motions.
And he talks about like being alone a lot in the song too. Like
loneliness is definitely going to be a theme. Dare I say a criteria?
Oh, 100%. I think that's it. I think that's another one criteria we had to
have. Loneliness.
Yeah, loneliness is 100% in there in the song, and he talks about it a little bit. Caraveo, he says that with a subtle melancholia, thank you. Peanut Butter Waffles is a self-meditation that asks the never-ending question, how did I end up like this?
Oh, I think about that. I thought about that this morning at 4 a.m. when I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep.
At 4 a.m.? Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why am I like this? Or how did I get here? What was the question?
How did I end up like this?
Yes, I was like, how did I end up like this? Why am I awake? Why do I continually wake up at 4 a.m.?
That's awful. Oh, my God.
I'm so tired. By the time I did go back to sleep, I was so sleep-deprived and, like, aware that it was daytime.
Yeah.
That I had paralysis, and then I freaked out because I couldn't move, and I was like, my brain awake, but my body was still resting. It's like panic inducing. I was like, move your pinky, and I couldn't do it, and my eyes were closed. I was like,
oh my god, that's so sad.
Oh my god, it only happens when I'm really, really tired. I don't think I've had it since college, so.
Oh, that's good.
We've hit new low. Why am I like this? What was the thing?
How did I end up like this?
It's so sad. Oh my god.
Because honestly, I mean, I haven't like had like sleep psoriasis or anything, sleep deprivation or anything. But...
It's like sleep psoriasis. My skin just starts psoriasizing in my sleep. I'm all scaly. Oh, that'd be sad.
Carveo says, like, how did I end up like this? I've been like thinking about that for past like 2 years after graduating and going into something I never thought I was going to get into. And then here I am, a whole different mindset, a whole different path, and still kind of not knowing what I want to do, but better, I guess.
I know, same. I'm like, yeah, I'm moving forward, but I'm like, we'll see what happens. There's no plan.
Jesus, take the wheel, please.
Jesus, the wheel. Take it. I don't get it.
I know. Yeah, that's the reason why this is like a perfect thing for sideboy music. It's definitely like the loneliness is there, and then just like, how did I end up like this is the ongoing question for life.
That should be the theme. You should ask at the end of the song, you should ask, how did I end up like this? Oh man. Yeah, that's pretty heavy and pretty spot on. And I've never even heard of this guy, so.
Yeah. And then, like, I just like the chorus a lot. That's probably my favorite part of the... Mainly, all of those are pretty good, but the chorus is so catchy, and it's, like, so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know, there's no in-between. It's either high or low, you know, how to balance, but I don't. I wish I can just finally just find home. Like, and then, like, yeah, I'm, like, I'm just, like, in limbo, like, just hanging out.
just an in-between land.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where I'm going to end up.
Right.
But
yeah, let's get into your second pick.
I guess if you were following us in, like, the last series, this is one of the, well, I guess I'll introduce the song. So I chose the song High Hopes by Joji.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. We're bringing it back for the Sad Boy playlist. High Hopes by Joji featuring Omar Apollo. So this came off his most recent album, Nectar, which if you were following us in the last season, it was one of the albums that I said I was... What's the thing that we do at the end? Oh, it was one of the albums that I had been listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super stoked about it. If you follow us on IG, it was one of the songs of the days, one of these past days. And so I'm a pretty big Joji fan right now, I guess I'd consider myself.
Yeah, I think you are. I would consider you one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've just listened to the albums and really liked them. And there were so many great options off of this album for the playlist. And honestly, a lot of the singles that he gave were really solid. But I felt like this one kind of really captures like Sad Boy. I feel like maybe the most out of every song on the album. I don't know. It gets me in my feels. And I think, from the jump, he's like a little messed up. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whoa. Okay, we're going there, huh? Like, that's how we feel about ourselves. Yeah, that makes sense. And the song really kind of feels like that comparison between, you know, expectation versus reality when you're dating somebody. You want to be optimistic, you know, you want to think, you know, the best is going to happen, but you're kind of playing it scared, you know, because if it ends, you know, you'll be bummed, of course, as most people are when relationships end. But at the end of the day, you can tell that both like Joji and Omar Apollo in their verses, they really just want like that feeling of like love to last. And that's just total Sad Boy vibes. And I haven't really talked about Joji on this podcast, I don't think. I talked about his 88 Rising label mate, Rich Brian, and the impact that 88 Rising has on the hip hop game, you know, as a primarily Asian collaborative. But I would honestly consider Joji like one of the leaders of this group. He's almost like the Tyler of this group. And
I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like he has kind of the accolades to back it. Like his debut album, Ballads 1, reached number one on the Billboard hip hop and R&B charts. And he was the first Asian born artist to have done that. He was born in Japan and then ended up moving to New York for college, or maybe even sooner before that, I forget. But it's funny because he actually started his career as a YouTube personality, and so people at home, if you're really into old YouTube, he was Filthy Frank or Pink Guy, just these crazy personas. And he ended up kind of abandoning those to pursue this more nuanced, music career. And he's actually said himself that he identifies more with the Joji persona because it's not as much of a character, and he's able to create music that he actually wants to hear. But he was super reluctant to actually make that shift because he knew that the fans of his comedy, of his YouTube channel, would be disappointed because he's a pretty serious, kind of guy in his music. Like I said, it's just very it's a Joji style of melancholy.
Yeah.
He kind of hits it in a different way, and I think it's his range, because he has a really deep baritone voice. He definitely is kind of in that Kid Cudi droning type.
The droning in this one was
very apparent.
Yeah, very apparent.
He does that in a few other songs. And this one, I think also why I would include it over some other ones is he has a lot of songs where he's belting out a little bit more, which is fine. But I think Sad Boy Vibes almost has to have an aspect of chill to it as well.
Yeah.
And so I really feel like this one fits, and his falsetto, it emphasizes that his mood or how delicate he feels.
Yeah, it sounds very delicate. Yeah, 100%. I get that sense a lot.
Yeah, so he's I think a really layered, I guess, composer of music. I want to say that he at least helps with the production.
Right.
And his stylistic choice as a vocalist, I think, are always really interesting. And I don't know, he just gives off that feeling of something really disappointing happens and you're standing in the middle of a rainstorm and you just drop to your knees and shake your fist at the heavens. That's in a description. That's what I think about when I hear his music. You're like, no, or just dramatic.
Yeah.
And then you're letting the rain wash over you.
Oh my God.
And then Come Clean by Hilary Duff starts playing in your head. TBT when Lizzie McGuire was putting out hits.
Honestly, though.
But that's Joji, and that's why I really wanted to include this song. And I'm just such a huge fan of his, so I'm glad that I actually got around to choosing a song by him.
Yeah,
because I definitely got introduced to him because of I definitely heard Rich Brian's music first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I was introduced to him as Filthy Frank before I knew about this.
Okay.
So then hearing this was just so shocking how into it I was, because Filthy Frank is not my style of humor. I think it's crazy.
I think it's the first time I've heard this song, and I really enjoyed the levels of sadness through everything. Like the production with like you said, everything was kind of fragile or
delicate.
Yeah. Cause you kind of hear the ukulele or guitar, just going very slow, and mm-hmm. it's just
I think it's a harp, actually.
Is it?
Okay. It's giving me harp vibes.
Okay, that's very fragile, delicate, so.
Yeah.
And then you hear the yelling whisper, I guess, the high hopes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and in the middle, the mm-hmm. kind of I don't know, breakdown bridge area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the whole production with that, and then even the lyrics, it's level by level. It's it's very deeply rooted with Sad Boy vibes. So good pick. Yeah.
It's very well composed. He does such a good job of layering his emotions. You feel it all through the music. And so more people should listen to Joji. If you're not on the train, you need to get there. Especially if you're I don't know. I guess if you're a hip hop fan, hip hop R&B fan, you really need to hop on.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the move. It's definitely a little bit more angsty, which I think is why it fits so well, but it's definitely up that alley.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, if you maybe you don't like it, but at least you should definitely give it a shot. There's no hurt in that for sure.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't like it, though.
Fair.
I don't trust you. If you don't like it, I don't trust you anymore. Keep it to yourself, because you've lost something there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you don't like sad music, like I know some people just don't like to listen to sad music.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I guess, no, it's not for you. But for all my fellow sad boys out there, we unite.
We're here for it.
We're here for it. We're totally here for it. But yeah, those are the first four songs that we were introducing to the Sad Boys playlist. We're excited to have our first guest, Lauren, aka Lauren, on next week, to talk more Sad Boy vibes. And I guess we can talk about what we've been listening to recently.
I'll tell you what I've been listening to.
Tell me.
Don't worry, I will.
I know.
Today, Sam Smith's new album came out. I'm listening to that. The one thing that I actually will tell you is Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas. Mm-hmm. He came out with a song called I Can't Wait to Be Dead. And it's like, I listened to it on repeat.
I'll have to throw that one on.
It's not like very sad, but like literally the song name is Can't Wait to Be Dead. It talks about like this year in general. It's kind of interesting because you don't see that a lot from Phineas.
He does stuff, but him pairing up with like Billy has just proven to be super successful. So that, like, I'm sure a lot of his attention goes there.
Yeah. So, no, but like, I think this song Can't Wait to Be Dead is one of my favorites from him.
Yeah.
Well, and I've been listening to Blood Harmony recently too, his EP.
Blood Harmony?
Yeah.
What's Blood Harmony?
His album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phineas's album, sorry.
Yeah. You're just like, I've been listening to Blood Harmony. I'm like, who's that? What band is this?
Oh, just more Phineas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I highly recommend Can't Wait to Be Dead. Even sounds very aggressive, but like
a touch aggressive, but like we did just finish up the, you know, Millennial Angst series, so
here we are with Sad Boys, so
we're progressing.
I'm right where I need to be.
I feel like Sad Boy is like adult angst music.
Yep. 100%.
How did I end up like this?
That's adult. You nailed it. You nailed it.
I finally got it at long last. But yeah, I've been listening to, well, what's the next question? I feel like I've been listening to a lot of Sad Boy to kind of get prepped and ready. And now I'm driving myself nuts because there are so many things that I'm not going to be able to put on that I'm.
I know. Same.
So I should stop doing that because it's just making these decisions harder. I've also been revisiting Tom Misch a little bit. And kind of that genre of music. Remember he did It Runs Through Me, that kind of like little jazzy, bass heavy. I think I played it when Jocelyn was on.
Wait, who you said?
I don't remember, you don't know. But either way, I kind of am revisiting Tom Misch, listening to something.
Oh, some yeah.
Groove oriented type music. Courtesy of, actually of Steven, because he was like, oh, I've been listening to this. I'm like, oh, it's so good. And that song that Lauren sent us actually, Distance by Rule.
Ruel.
Yeah, don't know. But yeah, so I've been listening to that as well and been enjoying that. And I feel like that one could make it on the playlist. I don't want to choose it because what if Lauren comes on in 1 week's time and is like,
yeah,
and we like screw her over and she's like, no. Let me see. Yeah, not much has changed in the on repeat area. High Hopes has always been on there since the album came out. So, oh yeah, it's getting dark in this on repeat. That's basically.
gotcha.
Basically, the gist of what's going on goes with my sleep deprivation. But yeah, that's pretty much our episode. Thank you guys for listening. And if you enjoyed it, of course, you know, make sure that you subscribe, tell your friends, leave a comment, 5-star review. On Apple Podcasts. That's where we, make our money. I don't know. That's how we become popular, so that more people know about us. So if this is a fun experience for you, maybe it'll be a fun experience for somebody else. So pass it along. That'll be your good deed for the whatever limit you set for yourself. And we are here to help.
Yes, we are
as
here.
As usual, if you have songs that you think would go well on the Sad Boy playlist, send them in. Include a reason why, and we will debate it here on the Weekly Vibes Pod during the Benchwarmer section. Send us songs of the day, you know, new music all day, every day. And we'll keep doing what we're doing.
I'm just ready for this upcoming next couple weeks because everyone's going to be bringing some good songs for this playlist. And I hope that you guys, the listeners, just bring some other ones that we don't, because there's just so much to pick from, like Kenny said earlier.
Like every series is going to be 2 months now. So I feel like now we should be able to get a good selection of songs. You know, we're not limiting ourselves to just 1 month's time where we have to rush through everything.
Definitely. This will be good.
I think we're going to have a nice little Sad Boy spread.
That's it. That's the episode.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Stopping recording.